A Jewish Journal article. Chabad rabbi stabbed near Boston Jewish day school. A Chabad rabbi was stabbed multiple times near a Jewish day school in the Boston area on July 1. According to Chabad's website, the suspect pulled a firearm on the rabbi, Shlomo Naginsky, in front of Shallow House Jewish day school in Brighton, Mass. Naginsky attempted to flee to the park across the street, prompting the suspect to stab Naginsky multiple times. The suspect was subsequently arrested, and Naginsky is currently in stable condition at the hospital with multiple stab wounds in his arm. "We are all very shaken by what happened and ask for you to please keep Rabbi Naginsky in your prayers," Shallow House Director Rabbi Don Rodkin said in a statement. "We are heartened by the outpouring of concern and compassion we have received in just the last hours since the incident." Rodkin also said Naginsky was in good spirits. Anti-Defamation League New England Regional Director Robert Treston said in a statement that the stabbing has sent a shockwave of fear and anxiety throughout the community. "We pray for the recovery of Rabbi Shlomo Naginsky." He also called for full transparency so that the community gets answers as to why a Jewish rabbi was stabbed outside of his house of worship. The school, which currently has a summer school program ongoing, was put on lockdown after the stabbing occurred. The school told parents that none of the children were in danger, but a mother of one of the students told CBS Boston, "Jewish education is important to us, but I also don't want to have a target on our backs. As a mom, I'm very scared." UJA Federation of New York tweeted, "We are horrified to learn about the stabbing of a Chabad emissary outside of a Boston synagogue today. Our hearts are with the victim and his family, and we pray for his speedy recovery as more details unfold about this attack." Writer Yoni Mishani tweeted, "This happened just 5 minutes from my home and it is time for me to say, as an American Jew, I no longer feel safe in this country." The investigation into the attack remains ongoing and a motive has not yet been disclosed.